I'm joined here by the Donegal Manor captain, Luke McGlynn. Luke, that was a mighty victory. How did you see it?
It was unbelievable. Hey, listen, once we went down to 14 men, well, we knew before we came out here today it was going to be such a tough battle. Once we went to 14 men, we knew we had to go dig deep and really pull it out of the bag here today.
Yeah, because you started quite well, and at first half water break you were 1-3 to 2 points up, and you must have thought everything was going to plan at that point.
Yeah, for sure, but listen, in the game that we're playing, Gaelic football, you never know what's going to happen, so you have to take whatever comes your way, to be honest.
Yeah. You had a man sent off in the 25th minute. Was it panic stations then, or what was the thought of the team out in the pitch?
Listen, in training every week we do overloaded situations, like, so we knew we had to just be calm on the ball and take our time and just pick the right openings.
Yeah. Donegal were 2 points up at the break. What did Luke Barrett, the manager, say to you at halftime?
Listen, every day we go out, we just try to play our own game, and listen, that's exactly what Luke said. Keep playing our own game, and we'll hopefully get over the line.
Yeah, and it took you a while to get going in the second half. They kicked the first 3 points inside 74 seconds, but then you came up trumps with a big, big point in the 40th minute.
Listen, that's just one of the big scores. Like, look at Michael Callaghan come off the bench and Gary Kelly come on. I think the tag 3 points was it between the two of them. Like, unbelievable, like, to come off the bench too. Like, that just shows the strength and depth in our squad. Like.
Yeah, 3 points up going into the closing exchanges. Were you worried that they would get that goal?
Oh, for sure. Like, there's always that wee thing and wee doubt in your mind. But listen, I had the confidence in the defenders and everyone all around the team that we would pull it out here today. Like.
And what was the emotion like at the full-time whistle?
Listen, it's unbelievable. Like, Monaghan, one of the favourites to win this competition and to knock them out in the quarterfinals. Lovely, next class. But listen, we have to prepare now next week for a big task against Armagh.
Yeah, it was a mighty team performance. There was a lot of good individual performances out there, but it was a real collective unit to it as well.
Yeah, listen, you're not going to win any games with just individuals. Like, that's one thing we have. We have 34 players in the panel, and anyone could play here today. Like.
Yeah, and you move on now to the Ulster semi-finals. Armagh have had a great victory over Derry tonight in another tight game, so that should be a good encounter.
I don't know where it is, or it is next week, but we will go home and recover now and prepare for the game next Wednesday.
And I'm sure for the team now that momentum is building behind you, and I'm sure you can't wait to get going.
Listen, I'd say some of the boys wouldn't want to go out and play now, they'd be sore, but listen, wake up tomorrow morning and I'll focus away on Armagh.